Hey, here we are, lagging once again.
Yeah, for some reason
I don't know what
we're like the fucking
the
king and queens of fucking lag.
fucking
That whole show last time lagged.
I know.
The
It
whole show.
started doing that like the last few. I don't know what the fuck is in there. I'm gonna have to like root around in there because I don't think we're not doing another live stream till Saturday night.
And the audio is
So
shitty. Do you have
yeah, it's
the okay.
on. And I tested it in Audacity like before we did it because I didn't know if like the if the microphone was going tits up. I hope not, but
We got
it
more of them.
sounded fine in Audacity, so
Yeah, we got more of
I
them.
don't know if it's gonna be.
We can always use the professional one if we have to.
That's true, even
Just
though
move
it's
it out.
kind of, yeah, we'll just move it out here.
Just
Cause
move it out here.
yeah, well, it's for my audiobooks, I have a really nice like
Yeah.
Scarlett Solo like in there. It's just kind of mounted to the ceiling.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to like move. All right. So before we get to talking about the movie, gonna probably got a couple little shout outs. Now the last five shirts that we had to send out, or the last five packages of shirts, we mailed them today. So keep an eye out for those. I think two of them were going to England and the rest of them were domestic.
Yeah.
So those are all, so all the shirts I think should be out, you know, unless, well, I don't know. We'll see how shit goes. Also, we wanted to thank Sophie once again.
Yes,
Sophie
right.
is always sending us
She's
presents.
like the female Santa Claus.
I know. So we said that in the
Yep,
comments
she's the
yesterday.
female Santa
We
Claus.
got another movie. We got back from the post office and we
Yeah.
found like another little movie sitting on our little porch.
Yeah.
This is Sicario, which I've actually really been wanting to see this like for a long time. So I'm
Yeah, I think
very,
she
very
said there's
excited.
two of those and that they're both good. I think she said
Yes.
there's two.
So I'm very, very excited to like
Yeah.
see that. We have so many good movies we're gonna watch.
Yeah.
So yeah, so speaking of movies, this also has to do with Sophie too, because remember yesterday, was it yesterday? She sent us that movie The Voices with
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds from
Yeah.
2014, which is really good. It's a horror comedy. Well, the about that is that there's another movie that came out this year called The Voices. So I decided to review that one today too, because that was on Tubi.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like I said yesterday, because remember we reviewed Distiller yesterday? And I was kind of like, oh, maybe tonight we'll watch you know, Vikings versus Krampus or something like that. But then for some reason, like last night, I was like, sometimes you're in a mood for like kind of a shitty movie, like or a stupid
Yeah.
movie, and sometimes you're not. And like last night I just really wasn't. I was like, I kind of want to watch something that's kind of like competently made, and it's
Yeah.
probably like kind of more serious or like actually kind of more a scary movie rather than like a goofy one. So I picked this one hoping that I kind of picked a couple and like watched the first few minutes of them to like make sure I knew what I was getting into. So this one actually turned out to like look to be the most interesting. And it seemed to me, I went and just like skimmed through like some other like their star ratings and stuff like that. This doesn't seem to have gotten like super awesome reviews, but I really, really dug it.
It had good acting.
Yeah, and
It had good acting.
interestingly, when I looked it up, the girl, the woman that plays the main character, that played the main character Grace, Amanda Markowitz, she's been in like some other movies as well. She actually got Best Actress at like the Hollywood Indie Film Festival or something like that for this movie. And the woman that played her sister, Victoria Matlock, she's actually, I think she's better known as a Broadway actress. So there's some good acting chops in this, and there's like some people that you will recognize. Lynn Shay is in this, like not, she's only like in a couple scenes, like maybe 5 minutes. You know, she was in The Grudge and Insidious and stuff like that. Also, fucking what the fuck is that dude's name? I can't remember what that actor's name is, but he was the guy that played Warren in Empire Records. Like, I know he's been in other shit too, because I've seen him in other movies, but he's in this too. It's like kind of like a really small part, but he's in it. So this is a
That's what I
psychological
was going to say.
horror.
Kind of like a psycho horror thriller. It's
Yeah,
not,
more thriller than horror.
yeah.
It's not gory or nothing like that.
Normally, not really my genre. But this was a well-made movie. I wouldn't take it over my other favorite movies in other genres. But if you like this genre, then you'll probably like this movie.
Yeah,
It's pretty good.
I for some reason I got like super into it. So
Yeah.
the
Yeah, it's a Jenny thing. Jenny loves this kind of movie. Well, no, she would just have different tastes. Jenny likes this kind of movie.
I mean,
Yeah. It was a good one.
I like a lot of different kind of
Yeah.
movies, you know what I mean? Like in the horror genre, like you know, I'll watch pretty much anything, but you know. So this one, the premise of this one is that there's this woman, Grace, and I guess her fiance, like he asked her to marry him and then like almost immediately like cheated on her and like so and she caught him. So taking, she's like a student. I think she's like a going for her master's degree or a PhD or something like that in psychology. And so she's like, well, I need to get the fuck out of here, like for Christmas break or winter break or whatever. And so she decides that she's going to go up and visit her sister, Catherine, who she hasn't seen in a really long time.
Hold on one second.
What?
Somebody's asking where there's a link where they can buy t-shirts. You can send Jenny a message or a direct message on Facebook. That's one way you can do it. You can also, if you're in the continental United States, you can send us a $20 super chat right now and then send us your address and I'll send it
and
to
what
you.
Size you want.
Right.
And what design you want.
Design and size, right.
Because like I said, and it might take a while because I might have to order more blanks. Like we do have some blank like extra, but I don't have like a lot of different sizes. So yeah, I usually
depends
have to
on
get
what your size
I usually have to get them. I order them from Jiffy Shirts and they usually come like in a day or two. So it's like a huge deal. And we have like the screens already so we can like print them pretty quickly.
So for a $20 super chat, you can buy the shirt. Send us your information.
Yeah. I mean, we have a Zazzle store, which has, but like we,
it's not the same shirts.
They're not the same shirts because we have like different designs that we screen print ourselves.
These are better than the Zazzle shirts. If you ask me, they last a lot longer.
You know, what's weird though. It's like, I have a bunch of shirts that I made that I ordered on the Zazzle store and like mine, are fine.
Yeah. You've seen mine.
I know yours is just like completely fell apart. And it's like, I have a bunch of, like, I have a Satanic Panic one. I have my, my Dead Ringers one. I have like all, and they're totally fine. I've washed them a bunch of times.
And the gray infantry shirt that Sophie sent me with the cross rifles are falling off already.
That's really weird.
We're going to make our own cross rifle shirt. That's going to be show related. I like that. The design of that shirt. I'm going to make my own version of that shirt.
Yeah.
It's going to be a 13 o'clock version of that shirt.
I
could
do
shirt.
That. Yeah. That'd be
pretty easy. Actually, you can get that clip art. They're infantry cross rifles. That's out there.
Yeah. I mean, like pretty much, I can find pretty much anything.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
just depends on if I can use it or not. But Sandra said all the testosterone washed it out. I guess it must have because it's like mine are still fine. I don't know why. And I don't think that I washed yours any more than I washed mine.
Right.
Like it was the same amount of time. I don't know what it was. I don't know. But yeah, so she decides she's going to go to this like remote cabin where I guess they grew up like with their family. And Catherine has inherited, she was the older sister, so she inherited this cabin. Now, Grace is suspicious that something might be going wrong with Catherine because she hasn't really heard from all that much. She thinks she's going like super isolated up there. Something happened, like her husband apparently took her daughter away because she thought she was like going nuts or whatever. And their mom, like a long time ago, was schizophrenic and committed suicide. And then there was a thing with their dad and he like took off or he never got over it or something. So when I really, really liked like the buildup of this because it's almost entirely like there's a couple other characters like in flashbacks and whatnot, but pretty much the whole thing is just these two women, these two sisters in this one cabin and like outside of the cabin. And I love that I just kind of went into this blind. So I didn't really know what exactly was happening because it's like everybody sort of had like Catherine was clearly something was the matter with her. You know what I mean? Because like she'd be normal, but then she was kind of real standoffish. And then like every now and then the camera would tilt and then she would just like say something like in a normal tone of voice, but it was just like batshit crazy or it didn't make any sense. And then like her sister be like, what the fuck did you just say? And she's just like, nothing. Everything's fine. You know what I mean? So she's clearly like losing her mind. And then, but then there's like some shit that's happening that maybe is paranormal. And so you don't know if it's like, if the house is haunted or if the one sister's craziness is rubbing off on the younger sister, or if the younger sister also has the schizophrenia gene and it's coming to fruition too. Because there's a whole thing about the mom being like, you know, she was fine. And then she got pregnant with the younger daughter. And then her schizophrenia started to like manifest. And then the same thing happened to Catherine. So the younger sister, who it turns out is also pregnant, is like afraid that she's getting the same thing. So it's like, you don't know if there's just like this weird synergy, like it's some like the madness is rubbing off, or the fucking shit could be haunted and neither one of them is crazy or something. So it's like, you don't really know what's going on. And it's like, I really, really like the way they built it up, and they really built up the relationship between these two women, and you didn't really know what was happening. And I will say that I sort of guessed one thing, but I was kind of wrong about it. And then it went in a direction that I wasn't expecting, but in a good way. It wasn't kind of like one of those things like, oh, geez, here we go. It was just kind of like that, like, oh, I wasn't expecting that to happen. And then I will say, I'm not going to spoil it. I'm not going to spoil the ending or anything like that. But I will say the ending was very abrupt and very like shocking, but I was into it.
Well, it dropped its nuts at the end.
Yeah.
They're like, this is how this shit ended. You're like, oh.
And then wow. It was like credits. And I was like, oh, shit. Yeah. I was like, they fucking went there with it. I was like, you know what I mean? So I really liked that they did that. Because, like, you know, it's very hard, particularly horror movies, horror novels, everything. It's like really, really hard to stick the landing.
Yeah.
But this one, I thought it was good because they didn't like puss out, I guess. Yeah. They kind of just went. It was a bummer, but it's like they didn't like
went for a out high impact in.
Yeah, and I really like that about it. But like I said, I was looking around and, you know, the star ratings, it looked like it was just getting two and a half, something like that. And I was like, really? It's like, maybe, I don't know. It's just, for some reason, it's like, as soon as I started watching it, I just got really invested in it. I guess because, you know, the woman that plays Grace, she just seemed really like relatable, like from the beginning. I also kind of like that her character, like, she's going up to visit her sister, I guess because she was worried about her, but she also kind of had a little bit of an ulterior motive, I guess, because she was, like, working on her, you know, thesis, like, for her psychology degree or whatever, and I guess she almost wanted to, like, use her sister as, like, a lab rat, kind of, like, maybe not in, like, that horrible a way, but she was kind of wanting to, like, check it out and see what the fuck was going on with her, because she hadn't seen her in a long time, because she was, like, making videos about, yeah, I think that, like, she's doing this, that, and the other thing, and she's getting upset about it, because it's her sister, but then she's, like, trying to be, like, all objective about it, so I kind of like that, too, that she had a little bit, she was still likable, but I like that she had, like, a little bit of an ulterior motive for going up there as well.
Okay, let me answer this.
Okay.
If you can't do Super Chat, we can do PayPal payment for shirts. Just contact us on Facebook or even Instagram, whatever, and just we'll talk about what order you want, what your sizes are, and we can do payment through PayPal, and we'll send it out when it's ready. It's going to take a couple days.
Yeah.
To get everything, depending on what size. We may have to order, like I said, we may have to order the shirt. But then I can shoot it and it'll be out.
Because like day. I said, I got some, I can't remember what sizes I have. I think I have more women's sizes left than men's sizes. Yeah. I think I have some women's small.
And I think all the mediums are gone. Huh?
I think all the mediums are gone. Because I ordered a lot of mediums because you always get mediums.
And real big stuff we got to order too. We also have a new one. Want to announce that we have a new one coming. A new design.
We just thought of it today while we were at the post office.
I thought about it today. I want a Tyrell Corporation shirt. It's gonna fucking have like a really cool corporate logo, and it's gonna say Tyrell Corporation Replicants, more human than human. And it might have some Japanese fucking script on it too. It's gonna look really cool. It's gonna be a Blade Runner. A Blade Runner themed Tyrell Corporation shirt to match the other fucking, you know, Weyland Yutani and Weyland Corporation. So, you know, I'm going to hit up the fucking, what's his name? Universe. What's his fucking name? Oh, shit. dude who did first Alien and Blade Runner.
Ridley Scott.
Ridley Scott Universe. Yeah. All the Ridley Scott stuff. Maybe I'll do a Colonial Marines shirt.
Like, yeah, that'd
like
be good.
Like a Be All You Can Be, Colonial Marines,
that'd
kind of shit.
That'd be good, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be pretty. Fucking. And because, you know, have one of their fucking Colonial Marines motivational shirt.
Yeah.
Like what they use for recruitment and fucking jogging. Because we had them in the Army, so they would have had them, too. Unit-based shirts.
Yeah.
Maybe for that unit. I got to find out what that unit was that went down to LV-426. It's probably mentioned somewhere in the expanded universe. I'll make up their unit shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably have Skull on it. Skull and with fucking cross rifles or something.
Yeah.
Some kind of mechanized infantry shirt. Yeah.
Karen asked if I had seen Late Phases on Shudder. I have. I think that's the one with like the older guy and he's like in that like retirement neighborhood. And then there's werewolves. Yeah. I think it was a werewolf movie. Yeah, that was actually really, really good. If it's the same one I'm thinking of, so I'm pretty sure I've seen that one. And then somebody asked, I think you should cover Let the Right One In and compare it to the crap remake. I actually didn't mind the remake. I mean, obviously the original one is much, much, much better, but the American one wasn't as bad as I was expecting. I still have to read the book, though. It's like, that's one of the ones that's kind of on my list, and I've seen it recommended on a lot of like horror book channels. So one of these days I'll kind of get around to it. I think it was like Swedish or something like that. So it's like a translation.
Somebody's asking for a Hudson shirt. That'd be kind of cool. I would rather have like a platoon level or a fucking company level shirt from their unit that they would have worn. You know what I mean? Why they were on a fucking company run or something like that. Because that's what we had. They basically weren't, they didn't go out of uniform from what I saw in the movie. They did add some accessories. Some people were wearing cutoffs, like they cut the sleeves off their shirts to make a tank top. And then some of them had sleeves, depending on, but that's the only mod. But they weren't wearing what we used to call, you know, hua shirts or motivational shirts. Each platoon had a custom shirt made that we wore them on runs for PT in the morning. If you were in a high speed unit, you know, I still got some. I got Assassin's shirt. I'll show it. First 327th Assassins.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was the name of our platoon. They all had fucking corny names, Mavericks, Assassins, Bulldogs. It's all that shit. It's all the same. Same ones over and over again.
The Jets, the Sharks.
No, yeah, Jets, the Sharks. It was all shit that was kind of approved.
The Warriors.
Mavericks. You know, it was like, yeah, Warriors. That's fucking, it's, just, play, it's all the fucking same fucking generic shit. Because if they let them do whatever they wanted to do, it'd be from fucking raunchy ass shit. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, the butt horkers. Shit like that. Yeah.
Hi, we're the prolapsed anuses.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why does anybody...
Third platoon ass rapists. It would be some shit that would be funny, you know? And the company commander wouldn't allow it.
See, you can't leave people to their own devices. Right. Because when I was in high school, my senior year of high school, I don't know if they still do this or not, but they let all the seniors vote on what your class flower was going to be and all that kind of shit. So there, people want to vote on what the class song is going to be. Do you know what got the most votes? Me So Horny.
Yeah.
And that got the most votes, but
they wouldn't allow that.
They were
shit.
Like, no.
They're like,
no. They picked one for us. And it wasn't even from the year that we graduated, which was 1990. They picked one from like, God, what the fuck? Let the Good Times Roll, that Cars song, which wasn't even from 1990. It was like from fucking 1978 or some shit.
Colonel Kurtz from Apocalypse Now called it. He said, men order boys to drop fire on children from their airplanes, but they won't allow them to write fuck on the nose of the airplanes because it's immoral.
That never made any sense.
It didn't make any sense when we were there either.
Well, it's just kind of like funny to me how some people like get on, not so much anymore, but like every now and then I'd get like some comments complaining about how much we swear.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so we're talking about serial killers that like murder children and stuff like that. And you're worried about me saying motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your priorities are check really off the, messed up.
You might want to check off this channel. This channel was rated R from the very, very beginning.
Well, and I can't.
Just the subject matter.
Look, I can't stop swearing. It's just, I just can't. It's like the thing about it is that I was raised by prolific swearers from my grandmother on down. And it's like, that's just how we talk. Yeah. I just can't, if I try to like, you know, every now and then, like if I'm with a friend that's like with a kid or something like that, and I try to not swear, it's really, really hard. I just can't. I don't know why. And it doesn't mean, and actually, you know, some people say, oh, you know, vocabulary isn't big and that's why you swear and shit like that. That is bullshit because every study that they've done shows that the more intelligent people swear more. So,
yeah, maybe.
So,
Is that it for today?
Somebody asked, Mango Badger said he saw two really good documentaries. One was about the guy that was in Flash Gordon called Life After Flash, I think he said. Uh-huh. And then there was one about Stanley Kubrick, too. So where did you see those? Because I kind of want to see both of those. Yeah. And then he's, and then he also said later, he said, swearing is cool and fuck those cuts. You don't like it.
I love Flash Gordon, man. That movie, I thought that movie was awesome. It was a great response to Star Wars when I was a kid. It was fucking crazy. It was like watching a damn acid trip. And it was Star Wars, but it was sexy. It has sex and drugs in it, which the original fucking Flash Gordon had that in it. That was before all the Hays codes.
Yeah, it was like super smutty. I was I was like surprised, like seeing the shit. I mean, you know, it's not, it's tame by today's standards, but like for the time that it came out, I was just kind of like,
Whoa. For the 20s and the 30s, it was fucking half naked, scantily clad dancers dressed up in basically bikinis or slave girl outfits and fucking satanic statues and Ming. And, you know, the budget was low. It was a low budget.
Well, yeah, all those serials were like that.
But they were really trying to put forth a pretty good product for the time. You know,
yeah,
it was in a time when science fiction was bottom of the barrel. You know what I mean? But at least they were trying with fucking Flash Gordon.
Yeah.
Buck Rogers, too. I think that was Buck Rogers was the fucking Flash Gordon knockoff.
So you're saying Buck Rogers. I'm sure Rogers, that's the porn version.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's got to be, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be.
But they were, they did a good job fucking recreating that movie. The only thing that was wrong with it is the guy who played Flash walked off the fucking set about halfway through it. And so that's how I understood how it went.
I'm out, bitches.
Actually, I don't think that's exactly what happened. They needed him to do voiceovers. And I don't think that that's his voice. Some of you might correct me. It's been a long time. But, and they just made up the ending. They were kind of in the Italian style of making that movie up as they go.
They're like, yeah, this would be cool.
Which pretty fucking weird when you think about
it. It'll make sense later.
They just kind of ended
it. Even if it doesn't, fuck it.
Yeah. Well, the movie was going over budget. And a lot of the budget got spent on those costumes. And the costumes
were fantastic, though.
They only look good on Blu-ray and on film. They looked shit on fucking VHS and television because the definition
looked like shit.
Wasn't enough to really illustrate what those costumes, how high quality those fucking costumes were.
Yeah, he said it wasn't his voice. He said that was in the documentary.
Yeah, that's right. I think it wasn't his voice. You're right. I just kind of remember that. And I think he left almost halfway through it.
Yeah.
Having to do with some kind of a... They were fucking arguing over the price, what you know, how much he was supposed to be paid.
I mean, I would have thought all that shit was established like from the get-go, like before you even start working on it.
Well, you know how the Italians are. They just keep going and going and going, and I think that's what the deal was, is they were just...
And like after a while, they're just like, what do you mean? We gave you $50.
Yeah, you know, I think that's what was going on.
For like 8 months worth of work.
And
what are you complaining about?
I think cocaine was involved. I think some cocaine was involved.
You think?
I think it was back in those days.
Cocaine was involved with everything back then.
And he's like, fuck it, I ain't working it anymore. I don't give a shit. You know what I mean? Where's my fucking money? And I want more money. And I'm going to be a big star. And he walked off and never made another movie again.
That always makes me feel bad, though, when that happens. Because it's like, I always feel, for some reason, I just always feel really bad about a person, because you know that it's like, that was like their burning passion, like to be an actor or whatever. And then they're like in a movie and they think it's going to be like the big break. And it's like, and then it comes out and the movie just, it sucks.
Tanked.
Or, you know, or even if it doesn't suck, even if it's really good, like nobody sees it or nobody gives a shit about it. And it's like, and then they never make a movie ever again. And it's like, that just bums me out a really lot.
Dino De Laurentiis Studios made fucking three great movies. Conan won. Dune and Flash Gordon. And to me, that just completed my fucking childhood. I fucking loved those movies.
It's like my life. It's
like, damn. Although, really, objectively, the only one that was great was Conan 1. And that was fucking Milius, you know? John Milius. And
I still love the score for that movie.
Score.
That's one of the few movies that I would actually like buy the score and listen
to. The script, direction, the filmography, everything. Conan 1 was a damn near perfect movie. That's the prehistoric Star Wars, what it was. Yeah.
I love it.
Fucking yeah. Hell yeah. Thulsa Doom was the prehistoric Darth Vader. It's even played by the same guy. Fucking, it's the same dude. You know what I mean?
And he turns into a snake. I mean,
he's an Army Ranger in both of them. Fucking, a lot of people don't know that, but James Earl Jones was an Army fucking Ranger.
He was indeed.
Yes, he was. He started off doing military roles. You know, Dr. Strangelove.
Yeah.
He's one of the bomber crewmen, Dr. Strangelove.
I need to see that again. Yeah, I haven't seen that for fucking 15 years.
And then, you know, Dune and Flash Gordon were supposed to be responses to Star Wars. And in some ways, they were better than Star Wars, but they just didn't have the fucking edit and the excitement and the timing and the think.
And I feel like editors are some of the most underrated people in the movie making business.
Yeah.
I mean, you can film like a whole bunch of shit, but if you don't know how to cut it together to make that story flow, man, it's just not.
I got high hopes for the new, I got high hopes for the new Dune.
I know a lot of people. Well, don't get your hopes too far.
That's a good director, though. Not,
it is.
That is a good director.
It is.
And evidently, the dudes that fucking were on the new Star Wars series, you know, the guy who played Finn and Poe, they made some comments on, because the guy I think who played Poe is in it, I believe.
I think
he's in it.
Yeah. I think he is, right.
And evidently, you know, he released.
What the fuck is that dude's name? Oh, shit.
Yeah, he released.
I'll remember it in a second.
Some shit got released, some photographs of the costumes that they had and some of the scenes, and fucking the guy who played Finn was just shit. And he's like, damn, I wish we would have had that for Star Wars. And because they bust on Star Wars. Fucking, I don't know if you know that, but fucking those two dudes fucking were very disappointed with fucking how the Star Wars turned out. And just like, evidently, what the actors are saying to each other, this new Dune is going to be badass.
Well, I mean, the story is there. And I think the problem, like I said, we talked about this on the, on the, you know, review that we did. The problem was that one, David Lynch wasn't super into like the source material. Like he did the best he could and it was like weird and he does that. But it's like, he didn't get final cut. Like they kept fucking with him about it. He just had a miserable experience. And then it just seemed like, It didn't have enough time to, so I think like making it into a series is really like the best thing you can do. I mean, trying to cram all of that shit into like a 2 or even a 2.5 hour movie, that is just not going to fly. It's, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't think anybody could do it.
Yeah, that's right. Jaws and Star Wars was saved during edit.
That's what I mean. I think all movies, I think the editor is really, he's kind of the final person.
Yeah.
You know, before it goes out into the world, it's like, well, this could be really, really awesome or it could be really, really shit. But I think like, well, I mean, you know, dependent, obviously you have to have something to work with, like as far as the footage goes. But I mean, if you have like a whole bunch of footage, an editor can make a good movie out of that.
Star Wars A New Hope was way ahead of its time when it came out. It was an independent film. It was excellent. Me back in 77 as an 8-year-old watching it, I fucking loved it. But really, out of all those movies, there's only one of them that is fucking a masterpiece. And that's Return of the Jedi in its original form. Before all the editing and stuff, Return of the Jedi. And I think that's because fucking
Luke, aren't you sure like Empire Strikes Back isn't
it? Excuse me.
Yeah, I was gonna say Empire Return Strikes of the Back. Jedi. What are you
I got him confused, yeah. Empire Strikes Back. and the reason why Empire Strikes Back is so good is because Lucas had the least amount to do with it. The guys that directed
Well, as we said before, he's a good idea guy.
He's not a good director.
He's just not a good, like, getting the shit done guy. And that's all. It's a, you know, not everybody can be good at
everything. He's not a good director, and he's not a very good screenwriter. He can't write fucking dialogue real well. He's just, he's the guy you want on the team to come up with this shit, but you don't want him to have full creative control over who says what and when and fucking the edit of the movie. Star Wars was the very first one. New Hope was a hit because of edit and luck. It had a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
And his concept. Definitely, you know. Although a lot of the shit about the movie was British. It's a British movie. British guys did most of it.
Well, almost the entire crew was British.
And
they shot all the studio shit.
And the look of the fucking, all the robots and Darth Vader and the ships and everything. British guys kind of ripped that off from a French comic book called Valerian.
Yeah.
If you look at the old
Valerian. Which they made a movie of that a couple years ago, and I couldn't sit through it.
Valerian, terrible. I have it.
About 10 minutes in, I was I'm checking out.
Right.
I didn't like Valerian's, it. I wanted to like it, but I didn't.
It's just boring.
Yeah, I just I couldn't.
Boring,
just
couldn't
catch
pull
the
you.
Way, couldn't catch
now,
the way.
Now, there's supposed to be some. John Carter. Isn't his name John Carter? There's a John Carter movie that came out, which was kind of like Conan on Mars. I'd like to, I don't know if it's any good or not. I don't, maybe you guys have seen it, but evidently the books were really good.
Yeah.
You ever heard of it? I think it's called John Carter, something or other.
Well, I know that's, I can't remember. I know that's a thing, but I don't know if it's the same thing that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Somebody said y'all should cover Richard Chase.
John Carter or Mars. Yeah.
We did, didn't we? We did Richard Chase on Vampire Killers.
Yeah, we did Richard Chase.
Yeah, we did a show called Vampire Killers, and I'm pretty sure we talked about Richard Chase on there. So, you know, just wanted
to. Yeah, is John Carter from Mars any good? I'll read it if it's any good. I mean, it's kind of hard to do a sci-fi movie nowadays because everything's CG, and CG is usually handled pretty shitty. It loses all flavor.
You know? Flavor.
It does. It's just,
well, everything kind of looks the same. It all kind of looks samey.
The best CG, the best handling of CG I've ever seen was the new Blade Runner. Was it 2049. That CG looked fucking fantastic because it felt like I was in a location.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they did a really good job.
Fuck, man. Yeah.
And I still love that movie.
And I just hope Dune,
like, watched it like four or five times.
I just hope Dune fucking is as good as that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The same person also asked, what's The Voices? It's a 2020 horror movie that is on Tubi right now. It's psychological horror, if that's your thing.
So nobody's actually seen the John Carter movie. I just didn't know if it was any good because I think Disney did a version of it. It flopped.
He said it was written by Edgar Rice Burroughs, the same guy that wrote Tarzan.
That's who wrote the books.
Yeah.
But there's a movie came out a couple of years ago, and I think it's a Disney movie.
I don't remember if Disney did. I remember that movie coming out, but I didn't see it.
It fucking bombed. It flopped. Nobody went to go see it. But I don't know if it's a bad movie. Sometimes that happens.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's not always, because sometimes I go see a movie and be like, man, I love that. And then, like, people are like, meh.
There's no name recognition. Like, what's a John Carter? It sounds fucking boring.
It does. It is a very
sounds very
thing.
Boring.
I mean, if it was me, I know that's kind of what the book was called, but if it was me, I probably
would have named
it something.
I would have named it something else, a real exciting name, and then underneath it, the subtitle of it would have been John Carter from Mars or something like that.
Yeah, see, that probably would have been the best thing to do. Because, yeah, it definitely does need, like, an exciting title or an intriguing title or somebody being like, ooh, I wonder what that is. You know what I mean? You need kind of a title.
And they're never going to be able to do a Conan, right? It's just that they don't have the writing skills in Hollywood anymore. If there's going to be a Conan, it's going to have to be some kind of a fucking, what do you call it? Like an independent film with a lot of good talent. And it's going to have to look like a Frank Frazetta painting. Kind of like, it should look like 300. You'd be like the 300.
Yeah.
But it should be like something out of Frazetta.
Yeah.
That was my idea.
That would be cool, actually.
That's how it should look. It should look like a moving Frank Frazetta painting. But it's live action. That's just the CG should look. And it should just be fucking totally brutal. It should be rated R. People cutting people's heads off with axes and fighting fucking monsters.
Well, kind of like that old, like fucking, that. Well, it's not old, but that series that it was Spartacus, right? Or whatever the fuck it was.
I'm thinking it should be something straight out of Heavy Metal magazine, and that shit was fucking pretty damn brutal. You know?
Yeah, I think that would be cool.
That's what it should be.
Yeah,
I don't know if they can do it anymore though. All right, we gotta shut it down.
we kind of went off on.
Yeah.
A tangent like we usually do. But yeah, like I said, I mean, if you're into kind of one location, psychological horror, like, are these people crazy? Is there paranormal shit going on? Is there something more prosaic going on? We don't really know. And I'm not going to really tell you, but this is actually a pretty good movie. It's called The Voices. Like I said, don't confuse it with, there's also a horror comedy called The Voices that has Ryan Reynolds in it that came out in 2014, which is also very good, but it's not the same type of thing at all. But yeah, this is on Tubi. For free.
Yeah.
So if you want to watch it, you certainly may.
Yeah. And if you want shirts, just remember to send us a private message. We'll work it out.
Yeah. Just send me a private message what your address and your size
and what model you want.
And which logo you want. Like I said, we got the just the logo one with the little skull. We got the
Weyland-Yutani.
We got Weyland. We
got a 13 o'clock one. Got Plissken. Plissken.
Yeah. All right. And we have these ones too. Like the old, like, Friday the 13th poster looking ones.
Yes, we have.
I think we still have the screen for that.
No, I don't think so. I think I got rid of the screen. I think I got rid of that screen.
I mean, I could shoot another one, but yeah.
Right.
All right. So we will probably, next time the live stream will probably be Saturday for the regular episode. So, but tomorrow, Witching Hour will go up, and then Movie Retrospective will go up on Friday. So there'll be some content for you guys to watch. So I guess we will talk to you later. Thanks for stopping by as usual, and we'll see you next time. Bye.